you're really smart. You're listening to Rue the Galaxy podcast. Me hope you have a good time. Boom, boom.
Hey, Star Wars fans and Rule of the Galaxy fans, it is Joe in the pilot seat. We are doing episode 259 of the Rule of the Galaxy podcast, and this is a special quick episode as we're promoting something coming up very soon, and we have a special guest with us today. So as always, you can follow us pretty much everywhere, Rule of the Galaxy, Rule of the Galaxy SW. You can like us, follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube and any podcast platform of your choice. But today I'm welcoming in Rachel and Mark with the Indy 11 Soccer Clubs here in Indianapolis. And welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. As always, I will edit out all my mistakes later on, so don't worry about that. But episode 259, I can't believe we've been doing this since January of 2020 with the Rule of the Galaxy podcast. First and foremost, Indy 11, you know, people who are listening to us are listening to us all over the world. Obviously, we have a good following here in Central Indiana, but give some people some background. We started in January 2020 with Rule of the Galaxy. When did Indy 11 come to town? How long have you guys been here? And tell us a little bit about the Indy 11 soccer club.
Yeah, Indy 11 was started in, the club was started in 2013, played its first game in 2014 in what was the North American Soccer League, and teams all over the United States, as well as a team in Puerto Rico, and then has since joined the USL and USL Championship. And again, plays teams from all over the United States. We play at Michael A. Carroll Stadium, which is IUPUI Stadium, and are also currently building a 20,000 seat stadium, which would be pretty much right next door to Victory Field. So it's been an exciting time to be a part of the club, and we're looking forward to a lot of really great things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm excited about it. I know I passed by that new build, that new area where the stadium's going to be all the time. And I'm really excited about it. When I travel to other parts of the country, I was just at the Red Bull Arena in New Jersey. Okay. I pass by the new soccer stadium in Columbus and in Louisville all the time. So I'm really excited to have Indianapolis have that same kind of a feel here. Not that there's anything wrong with the stadium you're at right now, but just a home of your own very soon. When is that going to be ready again?
We should be ready to play there in the spring of 2026. Mm-hmm.
Spring of 2026. Awesome. Awesome. Good, good. So we obviously are a Star Wars podcast. We talk about Star Wars ad nauseum. Looking at what you guys do, you're in the middle of the season now. How many games in are you? How long does the season go? And then we'll talk about the special night coming up.
Yeah, actually, the season kind of just started. We're only a couple of games into the season. Have only played a handful of home games, and we'll play all the way through October, and hopefully even longer if we make the playoffs and make a good run. So we've got a lot of promotions throughout the season. For every home game, we have a different promotion, different anniversary deal. Since this year is our 11th anniversary, Indy 11, awesome. You know, it's right on brand.
yes, 100%.
Promotion from every game, and then different deals for every game, thanks to our 11th anniversary.
Awesome. Sounds great. Sounds great. When we're talking about the upcoming night, Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m., you guys will be hosting a Star Wars night, which just makes us happy as can be here. Tell us a little bit about it. Should, you know, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, should fans get there early? You know, will there be characters there, special merchandise, special things going on during the game? Just you guys run with it. Walk us through anything and everything, and then I'm sure I'll have questions for you.
Awesome. Sounds good. So yeah, it's Saturday, April 13th. Starting at 4:30, we're letting fans in early for a pregame trivia event. That's going to take place from 5 to 6 in our beer garden. The trivia package is $30. If fans already have their tickets, they can contact tickets@indy11.com. And there's an upgrade link that we can do that if fans are already ahead of the game and kind of got their ticket. So they don't have to miss out on that. Gates open to fans at 6 o'clock if they're not coming to trivia. Okay. And we will have some special characters coming from the 501st Legion. Over 20 is what we've been told, so we're very excited to have the atmosphere around the game. We've got sound bits and everything from Lucasfilm, so going to make it as immersive as possible and as close as we can to the real thing as we can at Carroll Stadium. So I'm doing my best. We've got little surprises on the video board and things as well, so lots of fun stuff happening.
That is absolutely awesome. We have been so blessed and lucky here on the Rule of the Galaxy podcast, where we've had people who've either been in Star Wars shows or worked with Star Wars or been authors of the books, things like that, to be on our show. So going and being a part of an event like this is really exciting. And, you know, we've been to different conventions and so forth across the Midwest, and seeing the 501st characters show up and be a part of it. I know everybody loves that, to get their picture taken with them and everything. So we're excited about that. I'm going to guess, you know, like you said, with the sound bits and everything, you're going to have some music, some lines from the movies, things like that going over the speakers and the scoreboard.
Yep. Trying to make it as immersive as possible. I think we're also going to have the 501st tabling in our Best Friend Tire and Service Fun Zone. So some space over behind the video board for the kiddos to hang out and meet those characters as well. They should also be roaming around. And like I said, the sound bits and the video board, and trying to get a little bit of activation everywhere with all of those different things.
Gotcha. And as a quick reminder, before we hop into other things related to it, best way for people right now, if they're listening to us, watching us on YouTube, things like that, best way for them to get tickets, if they went right now and said, I want to go to that Saturday, April 13th for the 7 p.m. or the trivia beforehand, lead them down that path again, the link, everything they should follow.
I would say indy11.com/promos. That'll take you to our promo page. And right at the top, with that being our next upcoming game, you'll see the option to buy just single game tickets as well as the trivia package option.
Okay. That's good. Good to know. So, and if you guys would send me those links, and I'll make sure that when we post this here in a little bit, I'll have it in the links for people to see and have that as well. So I do have to ask you guys are quite a bit younger than I am. My kids are probably about your age. Are you guys Star Wars fans? Do both Mark and Rachel, do you ever watch Star Wars? Have you watched it? Do you know anything about it except for this fun night that you're going to have?
I'll let you start.
Me start? Okay. So I've watched one. I couldn't tell you which one it was, but I took notes because that was the only way I would stay engaged. So okay. I do have a funny PowerPoint about whichever one it was that I watched. I made a presentation on it, but I also worked at Walt Disney World for 2 years. So I'm familiar enough. Like, I've been around Galaxy's Edge and like watched the Stormtrooper March, and I'm probably saying things wrong.
No, you're fine.
I've been around it enough to kind of know what's going on, but Mark is really the fan here. I've had to consult him for a lot of things we're doing for the theme.
Okay. All right, Mark, hit us with it.
I'm a resident Star Wars nerd in the office. I grew up with Star Wars. I have three brothers who all watch Star Wars. My younger brother grew up on it as well. We collected all the action figures. We collected the little guys. I grew up on the prequels. And so I'm a little biased towards those ones. People always tell me I'm wrong, but those are the ones I love. I also grew up on the Clone Wars cartoon show. So
awesome.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And anytime we have this game, Rachel and I have worked in sports for several years now, and we've worked for a couple of different teams and had Star Wars nights with each of those teams. So anytime we have these nights, I geek out a little bit and end up being the idiot staff member who is taking pictures with all the stormtroopers and whatever characters are there, because I feel like I'm in Star Wars.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, like I said, we go to those conventions, our podcast goes to those conventions, different places around Central Indiana, the Midwest. I take more pictures with those people. I'm 52 years old, and I'm like, hey, you got a minute? Let's go. You know, and I have me with Chewbacca or Stormtrooper, or Darth Vader, and
I run all the social media for the team, so I even try and like turn the social media into like different Star Wars quotes and use as much Star Wars jargon as I can. And my brothers will even jump in and they'll be like, "Oh, you should do this," and like they'll send me notes of like different quotes that'll mix into a social media caption. So it's a lot of fun for me, but I get made fun of a lot in the office for sure.
That's all right. Try to be in your 50s and run 259 podcasts and see what people say to you. I get around the family or friends and they're like, "Oh, Star Wars, great." but you know, I mean, as you can see, actually this sign, behind my head there, one of our co-hosts on the Rule of the Galaxy podcast, he works on houses and plumbing and drywall and wood and all that. And we had never met. He was a follower of our show, and about show 90, I get an email saying, "I really like your show and I love your logo. If I made a sign for your podcast, would you put it up in your office or put it up in your display?" And I said, "Sure." And sure enough, he made this. This is all from wood. He handmade it. Oh, wow. And I've been using it ever since when he sent it our way. So 160 episodes ago, this showed up at my door. And so, you know, he lives in Philadelphia. So here we are, a group from Indianapolis. And as a matter of fact, when I went to the Red Bull Arena, I got to stop off in Philadelphia and hang with him and spend some time with him, because we never get to spend time together except when we're on the podcast like this. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, I mean, people do this all the time. One of our co-hosts, Alfie, who will be at the game Saturday as well, he's got a 5-year-old and, some teenage kids, and people at his work know him as the Star Wars guy, and he'll show up at work and there'll be people with, you know, "Oh, I found this at a flea market here. I thought of you." And he's sending me pictures.
That's me in the office.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great. And it's what I found with the Star Wars, Rachel, you don't have to be a Star Wars nerd. You can know just a little bit about it, but it's a community and it brings people together. And it, you know, while there's a lot of division out there, people can get together and have fun and just talk Star Wars and kind of nerd out about it. So, but we definitely will have to, one, see the PowerPoint that you created. And then two, we might have to have you watch some of the movies and then report back to us on the podcast what you think. So
I can do that.
I think that's fair.
I'll do anything if it requires a PowerPoint. That's like my guilty pleasure activity is PowerPointing. So,
well, good. For my regular job, I might call you up and have you do some for me.
I love that.
So we'll, on Saturday, we talked about the people, the characters there, we've talked about the music and the lines and everything going up on the speakers and scoreboard and everything. Will there be special items for people to purchase or things like that, at the game?
Yeah. So our merchandise partner is working on some Star Wars inspired merchandise to have at the match. We've got two locations in the venue. So they've got a trailer on the east end of the stadium, and then on the west end, they've got a bigger tent that will normally have a bigger display of items. And it's Indie 11 Shop on Instagram. Oh, so yeah, they have a lot of stuff that they've already kind of been teasing leading up to the match as well.
I've been checking out that shop recently. I really like the yellow goalkeeper jersey that's on there. I yellow is my favorite color, so it doesn't matter what team it is if I can find some yellow of theirs. When I was in Florence, the team's purple and white, the Florence soccer team, but in their shop they had a yellow goalkeeper jersey, and I was like, "Honey, I need the yellow jersey. I know they're purple and white, but I have to have this." So that
you gotta get yourself a corn kit then. We have a jersey that is full corn.
Yes, I saw that. The funny thing is, I'm allergic to corn. I can wear the kit, but I can't eat the kit. So looking at it, we've talked about the characters, we've talked about the sound, we've talked about the extra merchandise people could possibly buy. What are some things that you're looking forward to? Are you guys ready to ask the questions at the trivia night? Do you have a Star Wars expert that's going to be reading off those questions to the big time fans in the beer garden?
Yeah, I have a resident trivia host on deck. He's traveled with me. I used to work with another team in town, and he kind of helped me there, and then I drug him to the Indy 11 when I came here. He's just traveled with me from team to team, but it's Greenlight Entertainment.
Okay.
He does a lot of trivia events at Metazoa Brewery, but he is my resident. Ask the questions. You have the things ready to go, because I don't know anything, like we said. So he's got the question deck ready to go. Yeah, it's James with Greenlight Entertainment.
Well, and I was talking to my good friend, Jack Harvey, who's the IndyCar driver. Mm-hmm. And he's been on our show a number of times, and he is a Star Wars fanatic. And so I said, hey, Jack, might be heading to this. You guys, are you going? He said, I'm already there, buddy. He said, I'll see you there. Or as he would say, I'm there, mate. But so we're excited to see Jack at the event as well. I'm looking forward to taking my son and my grandson. My grandson got to meet Darth Vader at Disney World just recently, so that was very exciting. Yeah, it's going to be a good fun thing. Anything else that you guys want to cover about the night that maybe I haven't thought about or that people should be aware of? I know we've talked about the times, we've talked about where to get tickets, special merchandise, the characters. Anything else that pops out to you guys that you say we need to promote and get it out there to people?
I think you kind of touched on Jack Harvey's appearance. So we're working with IMS for Racing Night, which will be on May 25th, but they're going to start kind of helping us promote that this Saturday. We just saw it as a natural fit with, they called him Jedi Jack Harvey. So we're getting him out. He's going to be our honorary captain, and kind of championing the IMS activation as well. So we'll have IMS on site. Two worlds colliding here in Indiana with Star Wars and IMS, but kind of starting the promotion for our racing night that's coming up on May 25th with Jack Harvey. And so he should be having a meet and greet and stuff also before the match.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know I've been working with people in your office because we're, even though you guys have all kinds of promotions going, we're going to get the Italian Heritage Society to do a group night July 13th, I believe, at your match there. So I'm excited about that already. We've already been passing that out to our members to get them all primed and ready to go. So, you know, I love that you guys are really embedding yourselves in the community. I feel like, you know, soccer is just this up and coming, even though in the world it's the number one sport. Let's face it, in the US, it's got to play a little catch up, right? We've got football, basketball, and baseball, but soccer's definitely fighting the uphill battle. But I definitely see it being this growing phenomenon that's taking over. So seeing Indy grow that skyline a little bit more with that new stadium in 2026 is going to be awesome. Any Star Wars questions you guys have for me? Because I've talked to you a ton about Star Wars Night and the Indy 11. Anything do you guys need to know from me when it comes to Star Wars? Because I'll talk Star Wars all day. But
so we asked our players yesterday on our Instagram what their favorite Star Wars movie is and which one. A lot of the overwhelming majority was they haven't seen it, which is very disappointing for me because, I wanted to just sit there and talk Star Wars with people. You got to tell me what's your favorite one and is it from the original trilogy? Well,
yeah, you know, like I said, I'm the old guy here. So my favorite is The Empire Strikes Back. I think The Empire Strikes Back is just a classic movie that if you've seen that one, it kind of pushes you to want to see more of it. Star Wars was great. None of it would be here without that initial Star Wars, A New Hope in 1977. And yes, guys, I was there in 1977 to see it. But Empire is my favorite. But I would say, you know, you mentioned, Mark, that you grew up on the prequels. And for guys my age, there were so many people who had like a hatred and anger when they came out, you know, because this was a new Star Wars and it was not like what they grew up with. But I was fortunate enough that my son was, you know, six when Phantom Menace came out. So when that happened, I got to go with him and see him experience all that himself. So I have a connection with the prequels as well, just because it was like watching it through his eyes instead of mine. Right. So Star Wars has been kind of something that's been around me forever. You know, I tell people all the time, I have this bookshelf behind me, and I used to have an entire office full of bookshelves, but then I started going with the audiobooks and was able to clear up some of that mess. But, you know, my wife, God love her, back in a long time ago, before we got married, she saw a Star Wars book in a bookstore and said, hey, I know you said you mentioned you like Star Wars. I saw this and I thought of you and I got it for you. And, you know, I've kept that book since 1991. And it's still right here on the bookshelf behind me. And, you know, so Star Wars has been a part of something that's been my whole life. And so I'm hoping with the podcast and with doing things like this, that it keeps being that way. And I'm just really excited. It did spark a question for me, so I'm going to throw a question back at you guys. With all these Star Wars fans coming in and the characters there and all that stuff, let's pre-warn people what they can and can't do. I'm going to guess you're not going to want lightsabers or the fake guns or anything like that at the event, right? Like, we don't want the fans showing up. They could probably come dressed if they want, but not bring all the extra gear, correct?
Yeah, leave the weapons at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
No weapons allowed, and then no full masks.
No full masks. Because I told my grandson, I was like, I'm ready to take my Obi-Wan lightsaber and walk around. But I was like, I have a feeling they're going to say no lightsabers
in
the facility. That's okay. I get it. Safety first. You know, that's all right. But I tell you what, guys, you guys have explained everything really well. I think it's going to be a great night. I look forward to being there myself. Glad that Jack's going to be there because he's just a great guy and a great ambassador for IndyCar, but also for the Star Wars community. So again, let's run through it one last time before we close out. Send people where to go, what dates, times, websites, everything like that. So when they listen, they can just punch it in and go, even though we'll be adding the links later.
Yeah, it'll be indie11.com/promos.
Okay. And it's Saturday, April 13th. So this will be out right away. Go listen to this and get there. The game will start at 7. There's trivia that they'll be opening the gate for at 4:30. That's between 5 and 6. You'll have to get the tickets online, correct, before you get in there. And then the regular gates will open at 6 p.m. for the game. So, Mark, Rachel, I can't thank you enough for doing this. I told you I would keep it short and sweet and get out there. I'll go clean this up and make sure I sound professional because you guys did a great job. And I can't wait, hopefully, to meet you guys face-to-face and talk more about it. And Rachel, I'm looking forward to, you've got my email address. Just send me the PowerPoint. I want to go read through it.
But, you can't wait.
No, chomping at the bit. You know, Rule the Galaxy podcast followers are going to be checking out Rachel's work on her PowerPoint.
Mission people. I'll make PowerPoints for any professional setting.
There we go. Well, to Mark, to Rachel, to the Indy 11 Club, especially for those who are going to go visit Saturday, April 13th, 7 p.m., down at IUPUI's stadium, right? What is it called again?
Carroll Stadium.
There we go. Be there or be square. But until next time, may the force be with you.